Hello, everyone. Welcome. And today is Monday, February 12, 2024. I am Salad Boo Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And I hope everyone's having a great day. It is a good day. It's sunny here in cool, sunny California. I hope everyone's having a great day. Hey, Brina. Frankie, how are you, girl? Hey, Blunt, welcome back. Hey, Lou, welcome, welcome. I hope all of you guys had a great weekend. And as always, whatever platform you are streaming, wherever you're listening, be it live or the replay, thank you very much. Always appreciate it. If I wake up, I love every day. If I'm waking up the next day, no matter what day it is, I love that day. So Mondays, Fridays, whatever, I love them all. Set the tone for the week. Okay, so let's get started. Okay, tipping. Is it really fair? And why don't eating establishments pay minimum wage? Okay, I know there are some of you here who have worked in the food in, industry. And I have to say, I am someone who does not believe in tipping. Do I tip? Yes. But I have been reading, especially in the last week, a lot of things about tipping, and I think tipping in America has gotten out of control. I don't think when I, you know, go to a up to a cashier, I mean, the tip jar is at the cash register. I mean, am I supposed to tip you because you know, like somebody said, because you punched in my order? You know, it has gotten to the point where I think tipping has gotten, and Blunt's right, tipping has gotten crazy. I think it's gotten crazy to the point where it's actually hurting people who would normally get a tip, because that's what's happened to me. I'm so soured on every time I turn around, somebody's saying tip, 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 that I don't even want to tip when I go out. You know, at the same time, you know, I do believe that these establishments should pay at least minimum wage, you know, so you don't have to rely on tips. You know, and Brina says, these cashiers have it right there on the screen when you pay. I'm like, what did you do special for me? You know, and is it the fact that someone's doing something special for you, or are you doing your job? Now, I can see if you, let's put it like this. Let's say you have a party of two. And that party of two just is demanding. They're insufferable. They're rude. They want this. They want that. You're running back and forth. You're running back and forth. Do I believe you should tip those people? Yes. Do I believe they should expect a tip? Yes. Now, let's say you have a party of 12. These people, only thing they've asked that you do is you take their order, you bring their food. They don't ask, you know, you may come by and say, how's everything going? They're like, fine. But basically, they're minding their own business. They're just talking amongst themselves. They, you know, they're not rude or anything. They're not high maintenance. They're ready to pay their bill and they leave. Should they have to pay more because their party was bigger? And you do see on some of these where it says a gratuity of so-and-so will automatically be added, you know, if a party exceeds a certain limit. So, but what did you do for that party except bring them their food? And if that party of 12 was split up into, you know, into smaller parties, would you still expect, I mean, you still would have waited on the same amount of people. But this party was not high maintenance. You didn't do anything special for them except bring them their food. Okay, Blunt says, if I pick up my food from a restaurant, I'm not served at a table, I'm not tipping. I agree. And Brina says, I don't like when gratuity is automatically added. You know, no, because, you know, don't tell me how much I should tip. And I do believe that it's gotten to the point, like I said, where people just don't want to tip. And it seems like tipping is mostly an American thing. You know, if you go overseas or something, you know, they don't expect tips. Some places don't even allow you to tip. You know, so, you know, and some people say that the way the way technology is done today, that it automatically has the tip in there. I mean, when I go out and if I'm, you know, selling things and if I'm not doing it online, if I actually go out and, you know, selling face to face, I have to adjust my my terminal, where it doesn't say tip because it automatically says tip. And I have to take that off. Hey, Mr. B, welcome. So everything seems to be where you either have a tip jar or they bring your bill to pay and the tip is already there. I mean, you can choose the percentage sometimes, but no. And I just have gotten to the point where I don't care where I am. I don't believe I should tip. But yet if you get on an airplane, flight attendants are not exposed to accept tips. They cannot accept tips unless you do it underhand. They can get in trouble for accepting a tip. And when you look at some flight attendants, I think they work a lot harder and put up with more BS than someone who is a waiter. Hey, Shorty, welcome. Now, I have this question to throw at you. And Lou says, as a mechanic, I was never allowed to accept tips. Okay, so how come you can't tip your mechanic? I mean, unless you do things on the down low. So let me ask this. I think we should be able to bring in service. I think we should be able to tip bag boys at the food store. Supposedly, they can't accept tips either. But yet, there's a, you know, I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. Do I think if you go to Starbucks or someplace, you should put a tip in the tip jar? No, I came in there to get a latte or whatever it is that people, I don't go to Starbucks or whatever it is that people are ordering. But that's what your job is. You are a person who was hired there to do that job. Why am I tipping you? Yes, it is. Hey, Angel Bear, welcome. You know, so this is my question. With all of this, the tipping culture, I think that when you go to self-checkout, and I may be getting this, turning this into a whole different show right now, but when you go to self-checkout, which I don't like, they should take like 10% off of your bill because you're using self-checkout because you're doing their job. You have all these employees standing around self-checkout to make sure that you're not stealing or to make sure supposedly you have a great customer experience and that the prices are being registered correctly. But as we know, Walmart, you have to really double check your receipts when you leave that store and Target. You know, that's what they say. So since I'm doing your job, since I'm putting things into a bag, and now most places you have to pay for a bag. So I'm coming into the store. I have to check out my own things. I have to pay for a bag. And then if I bring my own bags, depending upon the store, if it's Walmart, you're putting things in the bag yourself, even if you do go to a cashier. So are they going to start asking you to tip at the self-service? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me. Hey, Shorty.
Hey, Solid. Hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
I am good, but now I got myself all worked up over tipping and self-checkout. Anyway.
I figured you was. I heard the voice change. You was getting a little worked up.
So what do you think, Shorty?
When I seen your talking, I was like, oh, Lord. Like, you know, some people do deserve a tip. Some don't. You know what I mean? Like, with that self-checkout thing, like, yeah, you doing your own bagging and stuff like that. You're right. We should get a discount because we doing it ourselves. You know, but when you go in that regular line, you know, sometimes they put it in the, you know, they put the stuff in there when you do the regular line, you know. But sometimes when I was in stores in Walmart, I see somebody, you know, tip the cashier. I'm like looking at them like, they ain't really do nothing. They just scanning your stuff and putting it in the bag, and you put it in your own cart. That's not like when Dixie or Publix, you know, they got the baggers there. You know what I mean? Sometimes you have to bag your own stuff over there if they don't got nobody. You know, now see.
Okay, so Shorty, let me ask this. If you're at the market and you have all these bags or whatever, and you have your cart, and the bagger says, do you need help to your car? And you say yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is that a tip-worthy gesture? Is that something you should tip?
To be honest with you, don't be mad at me.
If that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do.
That's up to them if you want to tip them. You understand? Some people don't tip. Some people be like, nah, I don't need the help. And they'll be getting mad because that's how they get their tips. You know what I mean?
If I
the other hand, I'll be like, nah, I'm good.
Okay, but if someone did help you out to your car, do you think you're obligated to tip them because they asked if you need, okay. All right, so.
No. Because that's on them. Nobody ain't tell you to come on and help me, baby. No, nobody. You volunteered to do that by yourself.
Hey, GP, welcome. All right, so you're at the hotel. You have all these bags, okay, that you managed to drag into the hotel by yourself. And you check in, and they, you know, call someone over to take your bags up. And you say, no, you know, just let me grab a cart and I can take them up myself. Do you think that that's a slap in the face to the bag guy or whoever? I don't know what you call them. The people who take your bags up.
Right.
So is that was he like seeing all these bags? Like, okay, I'm gonna get a good tip out of that. You're like, mm-hmm.
That's what they was expecting. Like, ooh. Cause they be rushing to get them.
Hey, fair use.
Them, it's like a slap in the face. To them, it's like a slap in the face. But to yourself, you be like, Because you already know, like, oh, he want to help me to take it upstairs. Well, I can do all this and then take it to the room. And all they'll do, they'll sit there and wait at the door, wait in there. Look. I'm like, that's all you can go. And then they'll sit there. You know how you love bring your little money, your hand, and, you know, rub it together like a little money thing. They'll sit there. They're like, okay, you need something to drink or something? They're like, no, are you going to tip? No, get out. Then that's when they start talking junk and go back to the other bell people. Oh, that room 202 on tip, and I just carried all the heavy ass bags up there. Nobody tell you to come and ask me to help. No, okay. I can do this myself.
Okay, so, and GB says, depending upon how many bags, and Brina said in terms of the bag boys, if they bring it out to your car, I think that's nice and they deserve it. But she says, not mandatory. She says, not mandatory. Okay.
Right.
Okay. And Blunt says, when we were in Vegas, everyone wanted a tip. I mean, it's like you can't go 5 steps sometimes, depending upon where you are, without having to tip people. And if you're someone like me, I don't carry cash, you know, which
that's the
I
problem right now.
And which I probably should, just in terms of an emergency or something, but I don't carry cash, you know, so I'm not looking to tip people. So I'm talking about, when I say tip people, I'm talking about tipping me like out, you know, when you're out and about. So if you're in Vegas, the waiter comes over to take your drink order, whatever, whether you order alcohol or whether you order soda, whatever. They come back with your order. Do you have to tip them? I mean, is it their job to come over to ask you if you want something to drink? And you, I mean, what's the difference from them coming over to you as opposed to you, you know, going to the bar or whatever? But that's their job. So why should I tip you?
That's the waiter. That's a whole part of being a waiter. You supposed to go over there and be like, what you want me to start off with? What type of drink you want to start off with? You know, write it down or whatever, bring it back. You know what I mean? Some people have hard days. You know what I mean? Sometimes they don't want to go to work. But you don't necessarily have to tip them.
Okay, you know? So
but if what? You want to do it out of courtesy, you can.
Okay, I'm not sure what that shit is for. I think he's talking about to Blunt. Okay, I know we argue about tipping. I tip too much. Okay, tip everyone at strip club. I'm not saying a word. I just want a tax write-off if I help supplement someone's income. I mean, and that's another thing too. If you're tipping, and Fair brings up a good point, can I keep track of all the tipping that I did so at the end of the year that I can write that off?
You should, if you save your receipt, because they give it to you. They give you a receipt. You know what I mean? Whoever you tip, you might as well write that down and save your receipts and be like, look, you know how many restaurants and how many people I done tip? Add this up on my taxes and see how much that adds up on that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's up, boo? How you doing?
Yeah. Hey, crazy. Welcome, Juju. Welcome. I mean, I'm sorry. It's just that, yes, for me, the tipping culture has just gotten so out of control that it just makes you, that certain places are making you, are hurting other places in terms of tipping.
Of course, because that's what they expect. They always expect the tip, because sometimes, you know how rich people is. They got that money. But, oh, there, here you go, $200 tip, pow, pow, pow. Here you go, $300 tip, pow, pow, pow. You know what I mean? But then when you, for us folk, us, you know, poor people, we can only give you like a $2 tip, $2.50 tip, a $5 tip. Most of the minimum is a $10 tip. If you get lucky to get that, or 20, you know, and then they be like, you cheap motherfucker. You know what I mean?
All right. So, okay. So let me ask this. Who's going to
rich people?
Crazy?
rich people.
Okay.
Who got money to blow?
Okay, let me ask this, Shorty. I'm gonna ask you to mute for a moment.
Yeah.
All right, so, when you're on the train, okay, when you are on the train, and if you're in a sleeper, the guideline is that you tip your attendant $10 per day. So if you're on the train two or three nights, that's $30. And if you go to eat in the dining car, you tip $5 per meal. Do you think that's excessive? And do you think people like Amtrak, that they should rely on tips? Or do you think, I mean, because they basically, I mean, they're, you know, they're on the train, they're getting up at, you know, whenever people call or whatever, they're pretty much at your beck and call. Do you think people like that should get a tip, or should they just have their wage, their salary should be raised?
They salary should be raised, because who gonna sit up there and tip you every time you at a beck and call? You said tip them how much? $10 every day?
$10 per day if you're if you're in a sleeper, because they do come, and just so you know, they come, they make up your bed, they make up your bed every morning, they make sure you have your fresh sheets and stuff every night, they prepare your bed, they make sure that, you know, your bathroom's clean, you know, stuff like that. I mean, they do all that. You know, I guess you can say the same thing that a housekeeper does.
I might as well do that myself.
Should you,
like crazy say,
so should you tip them?
No.
Okay.
I can do that myself. Because, see, that's what they expect for people. You know what I mean? That's a lot of money. And then how much you got to tip them when you go eat? $5?
That is the guideline. That is the guideline.
Oh, Lord. Solid.
I mean, I'm just, okay, all right. So let's say you're at the hotel. You have, you're the traveler who always, you know, leaves the place really nice. I mean, for me, when I travel and I'm in a hotel, anything that I have, dirty towels or whatever, I wrap them up in one towel and I leave them like by the door. So the hotel, well, mainly so the housekeeper doesn't have to go in and I'm trying to make it easier for her, which I have been told that they appreciate that. But let's say, you know, you're that person who, you know, you go into the hotel and you're just that nice guest and you don't screw, you know, you don't mess up anything. But then you have that one, you know, party that had that wild party on New Year's Eve. Everything's torn up and, you know, everything's a wreck and the housekeeper has to come in and do this and this and this. Do they deserve a tip? Just a tip is my little, sorry, we'll stay quiet now. Oh, Lou, I got a guideline from them. Crazy, crazy. But what if they don't want that GP? And Crazy says, I'll pay 15 for the whole trip. Okay, so Crazy, 15 for the whole trip. So you're saying if you're on a, you're saying, I'm assuming you're talking about the train. So if you're on the train for three days, you're saying 15 for the whole trip? Or if you're on the train for 2 days, if you're on it for one, I mean, here she comes. Are you crazy?
What's going on?
Oh boy, I guess I'm trying to piss some people off.
I saw that this morning and I was like, boy, you're trying to make people mad today. Okay. Mad on a Monday. You know, look, I'm gonna be honest with you. I rode the train a lot. Not it's been a long time, but back when I rode it a lot, we didn't have to tip nothing. They didn't give you a guideline. They didn't tell you nothing. I used to use those. I got sleeper cars sometimes. Sometimes I got those little, just the seats that fold down into this little weirdish sleeper thing. And then,
roomette.
Yeah, there you go. And then sometimes I would, you know, like you, I would usually book the below car, below coach, where all the disability people are, because it never was full and the seats were hella far from each other and it had plug-ins. But anyways, I never had to tip any of them. Now, granted, if I went to the bar, right, to the bar car, I would give them a little something. But I'm going to be honest, if I got a shot for $5, I'm probably going to give you a dollar. I'm not going to give you a five. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Okay, so let me ask this. Why does the bartender deserve the tip? Or I'm not going to say deserve, but why would you give them the tip as opposed to giving your attendant the tip?
Well, was it technically finished? But I go to the bar, I give them a dollar, right? Because I have a $5 drink. If I go to the food car, I've already paid. If depending on what your package is, you might have already paid for it. Like most right. of the time, I've yes. paid for it.
Right.
If I've already paid for it and I'm sitting down and it is a restaurant style, because they used to, I don't know if they do that anymore. They used to come bring the shit to your table and everything. I would leave a tip because I'm not paying anything. It's already in my thing. You know, and I'm kind of like, all right, well, you know, they brought me my little stuff or whatever, but I'm not going to leave $5 every time I go there. And I'm not giving the people that come into my room $10 a day. Because when I did sleep in the sleeper car, when we went from LA to Chicago, it was 3 days. And I don't know about then, but you said they come and do all that. They didn't come and do none of that shit. They brought us. I remember talking to, they did send someone in to clean the bathrooms at some point. Like there was like, oh, leave your whatever for 10 minutes. We're coming through. Like they came through in one fall swoop. They came through and boom, and they left and they don't even interact with you. So it's not like I could hand them a tip. They came in, they would do it and they were out. They wanted us out of the way. They didn't even want us in there. And then like we had a person that did, you know, would knock and kind of walk up and down those corridors or whatever. They never stayed or asked or like waited or nothing for a tip. I almost feel like, to be real with you, a lot of them really liked their job enough that they didn't, like, it wasn't something that they were like, oh, well, I did this because I have to. They actually liked doing it. So they didn't, you know, but if they did something personal, and I mean personal, that wasn't part of their job, then that's different for me. Like if you eat, I believe that tipping is based on service. I don't believe in this added gratuity shit and it's all this other stuff, unless it's a giant party and you know they're, you know, because giant parties sometimes don't always tip well. Okay, I can understand that. But like it, but yeah, if you know, if I had somebody in that car that was like extra attentive, I might give them a five or something, but I'm not giving you $10 a day. Okay, I'm not doing that.
Okay. So crazy. Okay. You weren't here when I asked, when I said, you're at the restaurant, you have two people at a table who are just extremely rude, high maintenance, needy, whatever. As opposed to a party of 12 who you just come and take their order. They're, you know, they don't ask for anything. They're minding their own business. You know, they get up and they leave and, you know, is not a big deal, whatever. Who do you deserve? Who should tip? Because to me, the party of 12, your job is to bring them their food. So like, and I was also saying, you take that party of 12 and you were to divvy it up, you know, by three or by two, you're still serving the same amount of food to the same people. But that party of two who is so rude and nasty and high maintenance, whatever, to me, they're the ones who should tip as opposed to the party of 12.
Well, you're not going to like my answer. Probably some
no,
people.
Go ahead.
Tipping is optional regardless. It is. All right. So this is how I feel about it. How do I say this without offending a lot of people? You chose that job. You knew what that job was going to entail. So you're going to take that with all the rest of the shit that you take. Does that make sense? Like you have to take on the bad shit with the good shit, with all the other stuff. You knew going into that job that tipping was optional. That's what always gets me about when they get mad about this shit. I'm like, hey, I don't care how the guest acted. I don't care how big the party is, small is, it's optional. I don't even agree technically to adding it to big bills because like you said, the 12 people table probably was easier to manage than these rowdy, you know, rowdies over here or whatever. But yet you charge them a fee because they were a large table. But these guys over here caused all messes and was pissing all or making all your people mad around it, made people leave, all this other stuff. They didn't get charged anything. That's the one reason that I don't agree with the automatic gratuity crap. You know what I'm saying? Because if a restaurant can add automatic gratuity, why can't they pull that automatic gratuity out of their own pocket and give it to their staff?
No, you're right. No, and I agree with that 100%. Now, GP brings up one thing. If you have valet service, they're going to get your car, whatever. You know, they maybe stand outside when it's cold and whatever. Should mm-hmm. you have to tip them, or should the management do it? Should the management pay them for standing out in the cold or hot or whatever? Should they have to pay for it? Because I think these establishments need to step up and pay their people more money instead of people always looking at you yep. to say tip, tip, tip.
They do, and they should. And that's my overall answer is the establishment should have to offer a living wage. And then if you want to tip people for being good service, that should be completely 100% optional. There are countries you can't tip. It is against the law
yep.
to tip yep. over there.
Yep. Yep. You know, so I mean, okay. And do you think that, and there are some restaurants that do this. If you come in with a large party, especially if you have kids and you have a lot of kids, whatever, or even if you just have, you know, one or two, some restaurants want to charge you extra.
No.
You know, because they're saying, well, you know, it takes more to deal with kids. Oh, but well. You can have some kids are just as nice, good little angels, and they're sitting there while it's the adults who are making.
That's right.
You know. So.
Nope, that's wrong. That's wrong. You're discriminating against people with children. That's discrimination. I mean, on a level. I mean, you know, I'm saying not hardcore, but I'm just saying you're making it. You're. You're prejudging people and they haven't even sat down at your establishment yet because you're saying that, oh, well, it takes more and kids are this or kids are that. How do you know? That might be the family that goes in there and cleans up after themselves. You know what I'm saying? Cleans up after their kids, stacks all the dishes up on things, put the napkin on top instead of in between the plates type of people. But you're charging them already because they walked in and they're just because they're big or they have a big family and you've experienced it before. What if we all did that? What if we all based our current experiences on everything we had in the past and how that went? Just imagine. I'm just saying, like, you're a restaurant in the industry makes enough money to pay their people a living wage. Yeah. Yeah, they don't want to because they know that if you don't tip, people are going to try to shame you. I'm going to tell you something. You can't shame me into tipping. You can't. And I'm one of those people that I start off with a certain amount of tip. And as I get, depends on how irked I get with service and the restaurant and whatnot, I start taking the shit away. I start subtracting. I like to give people incentives for good service. Like anytime I order something and I know I don't have to drive anywhere, I'm going to give them a tip. Because I don't have to go anywhere. I'm sitting in my home. I don't have to do shit. If I call them out in a pouring ass rain, I'll probably give them a little more. You know why? Because that's how I feel they should be treated, not how the world feels. So I don't know. I personally think the tip thing should be completely optional. And I don't believe anybody should be shamed if they don't tip. And then that whole shit of if you don't have enough money to tip, you shouldn't go out to eat. First of all, you're not going to tell me what to do with my money. All right. If I want to go out.
So do you think that places like McDonald's or Burger King or some of these fast food places, should they put tip jars out?
No. Hell no.
Hell no.
Y'all said that.
Hell no.
Hell no.
I'm just saying, because if you go to if you go to some of these places like Applebee's or someplace,
they sure do.
Where you go in to pick up your food and they have the tip jar there. So I'm just saying, so you're going through the drive-through, should there be a tip jar?
I wish they would. I'll take it and leave. I'm going to take it and drive off. They put let a tip jar be in McDonald's or any kind of drive through. I'm taking that shit.
Hey, let me get
I'm going to take it to a homeless person.
Hey, Power Girl and Daddy Hoff. Welcome, girl. Welcome.
Hey, Daddy Hoff.
I'm going to give it to a homeless person because I'm sorry. McDonald's definitely, of all the things that you mentioned in your life, McDonald's asking for tips is outrageous.
But you know, I mean, what? but every restaurant to me, I'm sorry, Shorty, hold on one second. I mean, every restaurant to me, like you said, the industry, these people have money. Right. So even if you're a little ma and pop, whatever. Yeah. I mean, it's like you all have money to pay these people a living wage. Don't shame me because about me or put me on TikTok because I did not tip you. Even if it is a party of 12, 15, 20, whatever, you know, they're coming to eat, whatever, then the establishment pays that tip or just pay you more money. If you have a party of such and such, then that waiter automatically gets extra in their paycheck.
Thank you. Because the restaurant is housing the people, not exactly the waitress or waiter.
Yes, yes. Shorty, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's okay, because I see people tip people. I see them, like, I don't go to fast food restaurants like that no more, but when I was doing it, they'll tip them like $5, $10 here, $1.
What fast food places are you going to with that tipping like that?
Listen, that was Burger King, McDonald's, Wendy's. I see
McDonald's don't ask for tips. McDonald's don't ask for tips.
No. You're saying that people would just give it to them. Okay.
Just willingly, yeah. They be like, you accept.
Okay, so I want to know which McDonald's you go to, because that means that they some rich people in them neighborhoods. Because I've never in my life.
But you know what? I will say this. When I was working in entertainment, one time, I only saw it one time, when I went to lunch to McDonald's, I did see someone give, and it was a McDonald's in
inside or through the drive-thru?
No, inside, but they were at Beverly Hills, and that they gave that cashier like 20 bucks. And I'm like, you're not getting that
for me.
I'm coming in to get the dollar
bill. Beverly Hills was your key word right there. So you got to live. People that do that, that's because they don't care about money, and that's toilet paper to them. But I'm telling you, any Jenna, there's no way. And I can't say I've not seen people tip at McDonald's. I can't remember who it was. In the Midwest, when I was younger, they did have those jars out there that were for donate. They weren't tipping, though, I don't think. I think they were for like St. Jude, you know, and all that other stuff.
They have those. Yeah, yeah. I mean, but I mean,
I would see a tip jar.
Okay, so then again, I say, switching back to my self-service thing, since we're doing the job of these people, should we get tipped like 10% off of our bill we're doing self-service?
Walmart self-checkout, baby. Where's my where's my 1099 form? Because I sure work for them if I go to self-checkout.
I go to self-checkout all the time. If they don't cashiers.
And GP says in Japanese culture, it's very disrespectful to tip.
Yeah, there's places that they're like, if you try to tip them, they like look at you like you know, like offended. Like they're just like, what? Over here, I'm gonna tell you a little story. So I'm gonna say 20 years ago, because it was about 20 years ago, because my son was little. I went to this place in Austin, and it was a catfish parlor type of restaurant, and I went there to eat. It was just me and one other family, me and my son's father at the time. Not at the time, my ex. Anyways, my brain said it right, my mouth didn't. We went inside, it was just us in one other little unit in the thing. There was two girls, waitresses, whatever you want to call them. They were standing over by the fish tank, just babbling, chatting. This is before they had like cell phones that they could sit on, but they were sitting there babbling the whole time. Okay, now, I was already, back then, I was even worse about the tipping. I mean, I was way meaner then than I am now. And, like, they were sitting over there, never got a drink. They didn't come to see if the food was good. Like, and I kept putting the soda thing out, kind of clicking it on the end of the table. And I looked at him, and I was like, why are they just, like, sitting there? And then another one came out, and there was, like, a group of three over there. They were just chatting, and talking and chatting and talking. And I'm still sitting there. Good fish, by the way. It was great fish. So I'm going to sit there and I'm just like, I'm looking at him. I'm like, are they serious? Like, they haven't come over here not one time. And they've been standing there in eye shot because I can see them out of my peripheral. So I'm like, dude, okay. So comes to the end of the thing. Now I got my little ticket. At the time, I put a little my cash. And when I tell you that I put the exact dollars and cents on that ticket, put it on the table, and I got up and left. That girl came outside as I'm getting in the car and was like, thank you. When I tell you that I never closed my door so fast and ran right back up in that restaurant. And I was like, you're welcome. Now, what's your problem? I go, what is it? Because I didn't leave a tip. I go, what am I supposed to do? Tip you. And I'm saying this in front of now there's two families. I don't know who else. So I'm supposed to just tip for you to stand over there in the corner and pick your nose by the fish tank while I have zero drinks and all this other stuff on my table. I was like, I think not. I go, matter of fact, would you like to go get your manager or can I leave without tipping now?
She let you go.
No, she flipped, turned quickly, walked straight back towards the kitchen. You're damn right. I couldn't even believe that she came out into the parking lot, all the way to the parking lot, talking about, thank you. You didn't even come over there. I didn't even know you were my waitress. And you're lucky I didn't cuss you out in front of you. She was like a teenager, so I wasn't going to do that. But like, you're lucky I didn't go off even more than that. Boy, she's lucky she went in the restaurant. Had she stayed in the parking lot, I don't even know what would have happened.
Totally different.
That's not the first time I've gotten into with people over that stuff. And the thing is if I ever leave $0, zero, and I mean all the way to zero, there's a reason. Because I'm not cheap like that, but I'm not going to pay you. Like, they expect it. The problem is they don't want a dollar. Or $1.50 or $2 or $3. They want 10, 15, 20, 25. See, that's what they think a tip should be.
But if that's all you got is $1.25 or 25 cents, you better be lucky you
get. Exactly. You better be lucky you got a dollar. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that was my last dollar. You feel me? Like, that's the thing. Nobody's grateful anymore about shit. And you know why they're frustrated? Not at you. Not at the Patreon. They're frustrated because they can't make enough. And guess whose fault that is? The restaurant, not ours. Not ours. So when
that's what I mean. It's like the customer is made to, you know, to feel shame and whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, because I have been with people and they're like, that's all you're giving them for? Yeah, that's all I'm giving them. You want to give them more? You give them more. That's all I am giving them. And I have been out with people where I have not given them anything. Yep. Because I'm sorry, I have gotten to the point where I do not believe in tipping. If you're just coming to my table and you're bringing my drink and you're doing your job, I don't believe in tipping. If you are going out of your way and I'm asking you all this stuff and can you do this, then I will tip you. But if you're doing your job, I'm sorry. I've just gotten to the point where it has just gotten out of control and across the board. I'm like, I'm not doing it anymore.
Tipping is not for your job. Tipping is for exceptional service. And that's how I feel about it. Exceptional to me is going above and beyond.
Yes.
And when people, again, they can get mad about it all they want, but you walking back and forth from my table to the kitchen is not above and beyond. No, that is your job. That is what you were supposed to do. But if you come over there and like you have my drink always topped off and I don't ever have to ask, like, to me, that's exceptional because you're paying attention when you got other stuff you're doing and stuff like that. I understand that it's a fast pace. You know, when there's a really super busy and stuff like that, let me tell you something. If I see a server like running their butt off, I'm a tip. Like, if I see a server that's like, you know, like, oh, my tables, hey, I'm running past you now, but I'm gonna be back. And they're making an effort, an above effort. I'm a tip. I'm good for that.
And I don't see anything wrong with that, but just your average every day. Yeah. And, you know, and people can call me, you know, you can say I'm cheap, whatever. And I personally don't think that I'm a cheap person. I think I'm a generous person.
I don't give a
You know, but for certain things, it's like, no. This is your job. And then when you go to Panera Bread and some of these other places, they got the tip jar right by the register. What did you do?
Dairy Queen asks for
this. I mean, even if you're the person who's getting your donut and you putting it into the bag, isn't that your job? I came in there to get a donut. You're putting it into the bag. Why do I have to tip you?
No, that's your job. I actually ran into one at Dairy Queen. They held the little thingy out there, like kept holding it. And I was like, wow. Is there a problem? Oh, well, there's another prompt. And I looked, I said, okay. You can hit no on that. And they had but they were handing me ice cream. You put the ice cream in a cone, you dipped it in some chocolate, you handed it to me, and you want me to tip you for that? Oh,
I can do that at home. I just didn't feel like
matter of fact, let me come inside Dairy Queen and then you can tip me. All right. Let me come in there and make my own cone and then let's talk.
And this is what I'm saying. I don't think you should tip people for doing their job. You know, and that's why I say I'm going back to self checkout thing, because that just irks me so much. I went to the store about 2 weeks ago, and all I bought was spinach. I had two bags of spinach. I had put my spinach in there, and the lady kept saying, "Well, you can go here to self checkout." I said, "No." Well, it's short as self checkout. No. Well, you really should go to self checkout. I looked at her, I said, I'm not going to self checkout. I am standing here for someone to check me out. I could have very well have gone to self checkout. I could have been in and out, but I'm just getting to the point where I'm just so sick and tired of them saying that, you know, we're trying to do this for you, whatever. You got this long ass line of self checkout, only got one cashier. You got all these people standing around making sure that you don't steal anything. Why don't you go stand and put those people as cashiers, open up more cashiers and check those people out? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
No, they want you to go through this self-checkout so they don't have to pay the cashiers. Walmart has 16 to 20 registers at every single store. And I used to work for them, by the way. They don't. But back when I worked for them, now I was 18 at the time, when they had lines, and if it was any more than three people at that store, I had a really good general manager too, but if there was any more than three people in a line, we were required to come open another register. And if nobody came forward, they would send out a beacon across the store. And they were like, anybody who knows how to work a register, come and get it. Now, it's not been like that for a very long time. They didn't do that back when I was like, this is obviously 25 years ago, but I still feel like it. I feel like they don't open new registers, especially if there's open self-checkouts. They won't. They won't. Because they want people to go do that so they don't have to bother with people. They want less workers in the store. They don't want to pay as many people to be in the store to be able to cover the amount of people.
Okay, but yet you go to self-checkout, and especially now at Walmart and Target, you got like seven workers
watching you.
Mm-hmm. So while you watching me, why don't you go scan and watch my register. Yes. Yes.
They do get mad too. If you won't go to self-checkout, I've been harassed too. And I was like, I was like, lady, I'm not going to self-checkout because my job is not a cashier today. I'm off today. And she just looked at me. I was just saying, I'm going to stay right here and I'm going to check out and she's going to bag my shit. Period. Like, I don't understand. Like, they act like it's not their job to do that. You know what I mean? Like, they're just like, oh, well, you could have gone to sell, like the cashiers huffing and puffing and this and that. But that's your job. That's what you're here to do. Like, I don't understand.
Okay, so GP says, what about food orders to go or DoorDash? And Gigi says, I tip on food orders. And Brina says, that's how it is at Target. There's too many people in the line. They call the cashiers. So for DoorDash, okay, GP, I just have one thing to say about that. I used DoorDash twice, and both times somebody had dipped into my food. The first time it happened, I had already paid and they had gone, and I called back and I retracted my entire sale. I did not pay for that entire sale. The second time it happened, I opened up the bag when they came to give it to me. I said, hold on. And I opened up the bag and I said, there's food missing. And the guy's face turns red and stuff. I said, you can take this back. I'm not paying for this. But I'm not paying for this. And I called and I got my money back. So DoorDash and all those other places, first of all, I don't do that anymore. And secondly, no, I'm not tipping you. No. The tip should come from the from the people, because you know there's just too much stuff.
I only DoorDash from the ones that seal the bags. I won't do anything else.
You know, so yeah,
I do tip on DoorDash for gas money, but I don't over tip. Meaning that if I didn't have to drive, I'll give them an extra few dollars based on my order total, because they have to walk up to my door, no problem. But I've had an incident with them before, so if I ever do it again, it has to be sealed bags. I'll never ever again get an open bag.
Okay, so they have to walk up to your door. So again, I'm just asking y'all, and I'm not trying to sound petty and cheap or anything like this, but even though I probably do sound petty and cheap and everything, but anyway, if I get a job as a Lyft person or Uber or DoorDash or whatever, I know what the job entails. So you know you have to get out the car and you have to go up to this door. You know that you may be driving in neighborhoods that you may not want to go into. You know that somebody is ordering here, you may have to drive an extra 5 miles or something. You're going to talk about gas and all that other stuff. You know this. So why am I tipping you?
If I don't have to drive and they do, I mean, I'm going to give them a tip. Because I didn't have to get my big ass. I almost went off, but I didn't have to go do it. That is the reason I give the tip for gas money. And I don't know, it's weird. Not for service, because whatever. It's not really hard to service because, you know, they're going to go, they literally drive somewhere, get it coming. But gas money.
But at the same time, since you're using your vehicle and things like that, shouldn't the company compensate you? Or if you already know that, or even if you already know that it's a self, what do they call it, self contract,
it's a 1099, you're a contractor, right?
Okay, well then if you know this, then I mean, because I have had 1099 jobs where people who I know in the same job, they're like, the company should give us this, and the company should give us this, and I'm like, we knew this when we signed up for it. We knew that this is what it was going to be, you know. So why are you complaining when you knew this is what it is? You know, don't rely on somebody else. Don't assume that somebody's going to give you that tip. Don't assume that.
Oh no, don't assume it. They shouldn't get mad. I don't care what circumstance, to be real with you. I don't care what the circumstances is. You shouldn't get upset about no tips, because that is 100% optional. So nobody should have a right to get upset about it. You shouldn't be called out for it. None of that. I don't agree with any of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? I can tell you that I drove for Uber. I drove my truck, not this one, but my other one that was a very nice vehicle around, and I appreciated the tips. I never got upset when someone didn't tip, because to be real with you, if I thought the ride wasn't worth it, I wouldn't take it. All right.
For Uber, the few times I've taken, the tip was already in the thing.
I don't know about that, but when I drove 2 years ago, there was a price for the ride. It showed you on there.
Okay. No. This wasn't for Uber. This was for a car service.
And then afterwards, they could give you it. They basically rate you and give you a tip. Now, I'll be honest, I got a lot of tips, but I also had a very nice Uber. So, and I was very, I had very accommodating for passengers, and it was very clean and yada, yada, yada. So I got a lot of tips because my Uber was pretty badass, but like, I was never upset if someone couldn't, because how do I know that they just barely couldn't afford that Uber as it was? I'm not going to get mad at somebody that I chose to be a cab. I know that tips are involved. And again, I have the right to refuse any one of those, even though you do get penalized, by the way. That's the problem with when people want to say, oh, well, you could just refuse it if it's no tip. But then you get penalized and they stop sending you orders. They stop sending you stuff.
Okay, so isn't that a company thing, though? So a company should not, I mean, they don't know why you're saying that you don't want to do it, you know, whatever. So that's a company thing. I mean, the company should not penalize you for refusing a particular job. I mean,
I personally think that's dumb. And when I used to refuse them, it was called a refusal rate. The reason they put that on there is because then people, like, they're like, oh, well, which is stupid because there's 100 Ubers, right? Who cares if I don't want to take it? There's like 5 more that's going to go get you. So who cares? But yeah, this company, I don't believe should penalize it, but that's why. That's why people have to take those orders. But when you took it, and you took it because you had to, because you had a low response rate, you can't be mad at the person on the other side. You can't be mad at the recipient. You can't. That is there because everything beyond what you took was all optional. That means they didn't have to give you anything. Maybe they didn't have that. Maybe they wanted a hamburger and didn't have a dollar for you. But that's not, you know what I'm saying? Again, it all falls back to you knew what it was when you took it. Do I tip on DoorDash? I'm going to say yes, as long as it's, because I don't really do it that often. But like when I do it, it's because I don't want to go anywhere. So I give them $5. I always give $5 just to understand I live in a really small town too. So $5 covers gas out here. Easy. So like, that's the only reason for me, like just because maybe it's raining and I don't want to go out in the rain, but they had to go in the rain. That's just for me, but it's still optional. It's still optional, and no person should go up to anybody that's knocking on people's doors and sending them messages and going to get the food after they don't tip you because it's after the fact. No. That's and then everybody that agrees with them, they're like, oh, well, you should have tipped, but it was optional. So why are you punishing me for something that's optional? It's optional. That, do you not understand the definition of that? You know, I don't care what you think. It's still optional. So I don't know.
Okay. All right. Shorty, are you still there?
I'm still here. I'm just listening. I'm here.
You have any? I'm about to wind it up. You have any last words of wisdom you want to impart?
Choose if you want to tip. Don't let them force you to tip. If you want to choose $1.25 or 75 cents or even a penny, they should be happy.
Okay.
And Mayor Crazy, that part solid. About what if you leave an upside down penny or 5 pennies or. Like, I used to hear all these crazy stories about people and tipping and leaving a dollar under upside down cups and all this other stuff. What about that stuff? What about people that do that? Are you still upset? I mean, they did leave a tip. They might have left you a mess.
If that's what they leave, then that's what they leave. I mean, it is still money. I mean, I'm one of those people that if I see a penny laying on the sidewalk, I'm picking it up. So,
that used to be the thing. You're supposed to. That was also supposedly for luck or whatever.
You know, I mean, but I'm just saying, I mean, no matter how they give it to you, if they want to, if they're that petty person leaves you $10 in pennies, guess what? It still spins.
Yeah, it goes to the bank and it still contains $10 regardless. Right.
You know, so.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
So. So, I mean, I just think that tipping culture has gotten out of control, and this has gotten to the point for me where I don't want to tip anybody, because every time you turn around, there's a tip jar, or it's configured into your price. You know, if you come in with so many people, they automatically go, no.
That'll be the last time I go there too.
You know, because I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me. And plus, so the gratuity that you're automatically adding to my party of 12, I can get shitty service from the very start. So you still gonna take this money and this person's gave me shitty service? Uh-uh.
Mm-mm. No, thank you.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
I think it should be outlawed, and then that way nobody can say it should be outlawed just like it is other places. Don't even tip. Either the companies pay their people living wages, or when you're a 1099 worker, you take double the jobs because of whatever reason. I do what people don't understand is how much you're getting $7 for a Uber trip. Uber is getting much more than that. They take.
Oh, yeah, they are. They are.
So,
they are. Yeah.
For an app, they're not doing anything but letting you sign into an app with, that's it. And they're taking the majority. But anyways, I digress. My final thought is if it's optional, it's optional. And nobody should be called out for that stuff. I don't believe that and anybody else that calls them, if someone does that, then they should have to pay the tips. I'm going to let the people pay the tips that cry about it, that cry about tipping being something that they want to see across the board. Fine. Then every time I get to a place, I'm going to call you and I'm going to tell you their Cash App and you can tip them.
Well, there you go. So my outro song today, hey son, welcome. My outro song today is called, this is a country song. It's called Tip Your Waitress, and it's sung by a woman by the name of Bobby McGee, but she's not the one that wrote it, but I heard this song years and years and years and years ago, and I was looking for it, so Tip Your Waitress, here you go. Wait, hold on. I'm going to do one thing, though. Let's see if I can do this. It's going to let me. There we go. Okay. Tip your waitress. And I'm cutting and pasting the lyrics because the lyrics are kind of interesting.
Chairs at each one. Two shows every night, she's on the run. Three coffees here, five desserts there, let's go. Then some jerk over there says she's too slow. Please tip your waitress, she's working hard for you. She'll walk a few miles more before she's through. She's got bills to pay and food to buy like you. Please tip your waitress, cause she's working hard for you. Well, it's honey this and dear that all the time. That's not half as bad as all them lines. One of these days, her temper's gonna perk. If one more guy asks when she gets off work. Please tip your waitress, she's working hard for you. She'll walk a few miles more before she's through. She's got bills to pay and food to buy like you. Please tip your waitress, cause she's working hard for you. Checks low, she does the work of two. When something's wrong, folks blame you know who. Then they'll say, hey darling, where's your smile? And the owner's getting richer all the while. Please tip your waitress, she's working hard for you. She'll walk a few miles more before she's through. She's got bills to pay and food to buy like you. Tip your waitress, cause she's working hard for you. Please tip your waitress, she's working hard for you. Please tip your waitress, cause she's working hard for you.
And there you go. I'm learning what crazy said. Oh, Lord. Anyway, I thought I end with that. I wanted to put the lyrics in there so y'all could see why she's saying, you know, tip your waitress. But anyway, thank you guys for coming. Shorty and Crazy, thanks for joining me on the panel. Everyone else, thank you for staying and commenting. I appreciate it. And I hope to see you guys tomorrow. Bye.